Well, now to the UK and research which shows that children as young as five are spending up to 6 hours a day in front of a computer or phone screen. This has more than doubled over the last 20 years. But one expert says that instead of fighting the rise of the screen, it's time for parents to start using it for the benefit of children. As Alice Matthews reports.
It's conventional wisdom that spending time in front of a screen is a bad thing. But a specialist in early childhood development says the opposite might be true.
I think the focus here shouldn't be on just the quantity of screen time, but on the quality of what children are actually engaging with. Because some screens are incredibly educational and some interactions with screens can be very beneficial.
Kate Highfield is with the Institute of Early Childhood at Macquarie University.
I think the biggest thing for me with screens at the moment is that I'm looking for activities that extend a child's engagement in the real world. So content that extends an interest area of that child rather than just drilling and practicing one skill. And looking for opportunities where the child becomes the creator of content rather than consuming pre-made content.
She says what's important is balancing screen time with real-world activities.
So if you're a family that particularly values sport and outdoor activities, then if screen time is coming across and invading some of your sport and outdoor activity time, then yes, there can be such a thing as too much screen time. Alternately, if you're a family that plays together, that you're using screen time as a family activity, then perhaps you might allow a little bit more screen time. So the quantity of screen time is hard to moderate.
Dr. Highfield is responding to a new study by the UK-based market research firm Childwise. It looked at data collected since 1995 and found children between 5 and 16 spend about 6.5 hours a day in front of a screen. Teenage boys spend the longest with their devices, around 8 hours.
There's a risk with that overuse can displace other activities. So, for example, with a very young child, overuse of screen media might mean that they're not having so much contact or communication with peers and parents, etc. So that's the first thing, is that it might get in the way of communication. The second thing we know is that increased screen use tends to lead to less physical activity, and that, of course, is really important.
The Australian Department of Health guidelines recommend kids aged between 5 and 12 spend no more than 2 hours a day in front of the TV or computer. Professor Stephen Horton from the University of Western Australia has written about the difficulties of limiting screen use. He says keeping to a two-hour limit is virtually impossible.
You only have to stand outside of school in the mornings now and watch kids coming into school and, they're not looking where they're going and they're on their mobile devices. They get into school and schools are now using sort of tablets, laptops throughout the normal working day, which then means that, just being in school, they exceed the two-hour recommendations.
Professor Horton says his work shows that the use of screens can be harmful after about 4 hours.
Once you get to that four-hour block, seems to be a critical time where the adverse effects of screen use seem to then be exacerbated. It seems to be social networking sites, the social networking activities that have the greatest effect, particularly on girls. And also another tentative finding at the moment seems to be that if you have girls who have poorer mental health in childhood, then they're the ones that are more vulnerable to sort of poorer mental health in adolescence. It seems to be linked to, and I'm just saying this is a link, to excessive social networking.
The UK research also reveals another disturbing trend for parents hoping to keep their kids screen-free, at least some of the time. It finds children are increasingly multi-screening, watching TV while browsing on their smartphones or tablets, and it points out that children will be controlling household objects from their devices in the next 10 years. Dr. Kate Highfield again.
I have to confess that in some ways we're performing a vast experiment on our children. We don't know at this stage what this much media does, and I think we are right to be somewhat concerned about that. I think the key for parents who are worried about this is to play with their children as your child's using the technology. That way you can talk about it and move beyond the screens to actually have conversations that extend that play. I think lots of parents are scared of the screens and just leave their children or their teenagers to play by themselves. Whereas instead, if we could be participants in that occasionally, it would really help our understanding and help provide us with conversation that starts around that.
Some advice there from Dr. Kate Highfield from the Institute of Early Childhood at Macquarie University, responding to that UK report, the Connected Kids Report, by the firm Childwise, which showed that screen time has more than doubled over the last 20 years. Alice Matthews reporting.